This is Dr. Schumacher dictating history and physics on Beatrice Jones, J-O-N-E-S. Beatrice, B-E-A-T-R-I-C. Place is Mission Point of Flint. Date was July the 27th, 2022. In paragraph patient profile, Mrs. Jones is a... Eight-year-old female who came from Hurley. In paragraph chief complaint, she had either new onset seizure or a bad vasovagal attack, period. In paragraph history of present illness, this lady presented about a week or so ago, period. She was on the toilet and getting up, and then she fell backwards, and she was leaning backwards and went into spasms and had a bit of shaking, period. It was felt to be an initial new onset seizure, period. She had a similar episode in January, but it was not quite the same, period. She had no evidence of syncope or passing out, period. She denied any pain since then, period. However, she was started on Keppra, and there's been no seizures or syncope since, period. However, she's not herself, period. She does have underlying dementia, but it seems to have worsened, period. Her physical ability is worse, and her son stated that she was walking with their assistance before, but now cannot do that, and Julie can't stand, period. She actually did stand a little bit yesterday and today, but not for long, and she needed to be assisted up, period. She had a COVID infection in 2020, but it's doubtful that she has residual symptoms from that, period. She now has generalized weakness, period. Her confusion is severe, and she's not oriented to time or place and couldn't answer me any questions, period. She was seen by neurology, period. She was very drowsy, but about 2 to 3 days ago, her Keppra was reduced to 250 milligrams twice a day, and that seemed to have improved her drowsiness, but she's still confused, disoriented, and not wanting to answer very much, period. She has hypothyroidism, she was levothyroxine, and there's no signs of any symptoms there, or symptoms there, period. She's not unduly cold or dry, period. She is on donepezil and memantine for dementia, and likely has Alzheimer's, period. She has been given Seroquel 12.5 milligrams nightly for behaviors and agitation, period. She denies new physical symptoms, period. New paragraph. Review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, eye, unable to listen to visual complaints, no disordered drainage, ENT. She seems to hear adequately, but had to speak a bit louder, period. No sore throat or earache. Respiratory, no dyspnea or cough, cardiovascular, denies chest pain, GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting or bleeding. GI, unable to listen to dysuria, period. No hematuria. Endocrine, no polyuria, polydipsia, and she does not have diabetes mellitus. Skin, no rash or itch. Musculoskeletal, she has decreased range of motion of the knees, hips, and shoulders, period. She's known to have osteoarthritis. Skin negative for rash or itch. New paragraph, past history, chronic gastritis, osteoarthritis, osteoporosis, dementia, probable Alzheimer's disease, gastroesophageal reflux disease, dyslipidemia. There has been a diagnosis in the past of polycythemia vera, and I do see that her hemoglobin plates are just slightly up, but not severely elevated, period. New paragraph, medications. Keppra, 250 milligrams, 3 times a day. Donepezil, 10 milligrams nightly. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. Memantine, 10 milligrams twice a day. Quetiapine, 12.5 milligrams nightly. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing, and she's adequately nourished. Blood pressure 136 over 78, pulse 57, respiratory rate 18, temperature 36.4, height 157.5, weight 40.5 kilograms, and that was on July 21st, the weight. Your paragraph, H-E-E-N-T, pupils equal to reactive to light, eyelids and conjunctiva are normal, period. Next, your oxygen movements are intact, period. Oral mucosa is normal, ears normal inspection, hearing and vision are difficult to assess. Neck supple, no palpable mass, no thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs were cleared of percussion and auscultation, period. No accessory muscle use for breathing. Cardiovascular normal, S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no edema. Pedal pulse is palpable. Abdomen was soft and non tender, no palpable organomegaly. Neurologic. Cranial nerves are normal. Sensation grossly intact. Musculoskeletal, she has decreased range of motion over hips, knees, and shoulders, period. There's no inflammation or effusion of the joints, period. No cyanosis of the extremities, period. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, Mrs. Jones has had what is either a basal attack or syncope, period. We will continue Keppra to 50 milligrams, or it could be a new onset seizure, period. We'll continue Keppra to 50 milligrams twice a day and observe, period. Two, she has dementia, probable Alzheimer's disease, and will continue donepezil 10 milligrams daily, and memantine 10 milligrams BID, period. Three, she has hypothyroidism, and will continue levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily, period. Four, she has had a history of agitation and restlessness and has been on Seroquel for some time, 12.5 milligrams nightly, period. I doubt that this has a factor in her sedation or cognition because she's been on that for a long time, long before this event, period. Five, she has chronic kidney disease, stage three. Six, she has osteoporosis. Seven, she has gastroesophageal reflux disease, period. Overall, continue the current plan as from the hospital, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.